hello to Dr. Heather. She's in Canada. She went for the anniversary of the Edmonton Center, where she was one of the founding members, and also to visit with her family. So we wish her well and know that she is with us. And I'm so glad you're with us. What a great day to choose to be here and present. So we have just been spending a month in the power of decision. How's it going for y'all? It's pretty good, right? The first week, from decide to be happy, we know that happiness is a spiritual constant awaiting recognition. Right? Happiness. It's a spiritual constant already there, awaiting our recognition. Week two, decide to be healthy. We found out that true health is based on the principle that God is life. This life is your life. This life is my life. Health is a state of consciousness that permeates body, but it is not the body. Health is a state of consciousness that permeates body. Remember, body is effect. Health is consciousness. Our consciousness is health. It shows up in our lives. From Decide to Be Richly last week. The infinite is a divine extravagance forever giving itself away. A divine extravagance forever giving itself away. Isn't that just yummy? And it brings us right into decide to be creative. See, we can't help it. Spirit is all that's going on. In me, through me, as me, by means of me. Spirit is showing up. The creative process is constant, it's continuous, it's ongoing, it's forever. And we are participating with it. And a creative mind is an inspired mind. It's a fresh mind. It's a live mind. And I like to think that I have a creative mind. I like to think that it's inspired, it's fresh, it's open, it's receptive. What are some of those other words that you might use to describe that creative mind that's in you? Fun. Light. Light. Oh, unlimited. Spontaneous. Did you ever realize that life doesn't happen to us, it happens through us? So this talk is not me by myself. It's us experiencing this exploration, this divine idea called decide to be creative. And what does it mean? So expect some participation. Because life isn't happening to us, it's happening through us. A divine idea born in the mind of God must be expressed. And it's expressing by means of each one of us. So decide to be creative to me means decide to know myself. Decide to know what that means, that there's this creative power, that there's this infinite loving presence, there's this almighty truth, love, joy, and it's happening by means of me. I had a new thought as I was contemplating this. I had a creative idea, an inspiration, and it's that I don't dance with spirit. I've liked that a lot in my life, doing the dance with spirit, but I had a new idea. I am the dance of spirit. When we allow ourselves to take an old idea, maybe it's one that we've held in our hearts for a long time, and we allow it to expand, to be part of that creative process, it doesn't diminish the old idea. It simply allows us to be part of that creativity that God is. I use the G word. I hope it's okay with you. If it isn't, try spirit. So I looked this week for a great story about decision, and the news gave me one. So no matter how you feel about that decision, whether you're celebrating it, you're questioning it, there is a great idea born in the mind of God. There is a beautiful divine idea that has been lifted up for us to make welcome in our lives in whatever way we choose. It's not that long ago that divorce was a bad idea, right? It was frowned upon, it wasn't accepted, it was not allowed. And pretty much, I think we're all in agreement, it's okay. We've all allowed that idea to have space. And sometimes ideas are like that. Sometimes new ideas are given to us and we can just give it a little bit of time. Allow it. Let your mind be fresh. Let your mind be open. This is a creative mind, a mind that is open, 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 open. Open at the top. Open at the top, like this, big, really big. Big, 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 big. So that inspiration and love and joy can be poured through us. Poured through me by means of me. That's not me doing it. It's the infinite expressing by means of me. So the things that might go like this to our inspiration could be judgment. Okay, well, let's just start like this. We're wide open, open at the top. We're having this great experience of love and joy and beauty. And then there's a little judgment. It goes like this. And then there might be even be, I get this one sometimes, doubt. Fear. What else? Anger. I'm sorry? Prejudice. Anxiety, oh yeah. You see what happens? You see what happens? How big is my opening for God? I know you're up there. I know you're in there. I know you're there. But I can't see you because I got all this bleep in the way. Ready for a new idea? Yes, me too. I'm ready for lots of new ideas, and I invite them in. I invite them in by being open and receptive and listening and having a sense of expectancy. Expectancy of good. We have this little plaque at our house that has lived in different parts of our home for a while, and it says, "Today I live in the quiet, joyous expectation of good." And it reminds me to be expectant of that good, to live in that quiet, joyous expectation of good. And this is really essential, this idea of expectancy to the creative process in us, through us, as us, because everything starts in that expectancy. When Reverend Judy gave us our opening prayer, she set it up. Before Jeannie led us in the affirmation, she set it up. Before we begin our meditation, I suggest we set it up. We have an expectation. We have an intention, in other words. Before we begin our spiritual mind treatment, we know what we're treating for. Before we set sail out of the harbor, we know where we're going. That's an old idea, but it's still very true. So we have an intention. We have an expectation of good, and that allows us to have inspiration. And inspiration comes from where? God, Spirit. Yeah. Guess what? Okay, go with me on this. God and I are one. Our inspiration feels like it comes from outside. It feels like it comes from outside. It feels like that. But really, it won't have any inspiration on me unless I say yes to it. It comes from the inside. Life happens from the inside out. There was another, before I go back to my notes, I was listening to Dr. Ken Gordon speak this week on a he was speaking to people online. It was a teleseminar, and he was not speaking to our organization. He was speaking to the world, and he was speaking about spiritual community. But he suggested this really brand new idea, and I just think it's beautiful. So he said, when he was growing up in this philosophy, this teaching, he said often, and he heard often, there's a power for good in the universe, and I can use it. Have you ever heard that one?
Yeah.
Isn't it great? Let's say it. There's a power for good in the universe, and I can use it. A brand new idea, taking that, expanding it out, letting it grow. There is a power for good in the universe, and it uses me. Okay, just feel it. Just feel it. There's a power for good in the universe, and it uses me. Let's do it. There is a power for good in the universe, and it uses me. What happens there? Are you off the hook? Dang. Maybe, but not really. You're not really off the hook. But we're off the hook from making it happen. What's our part in it? Acceptance.
Show up.
Responsibility. We actually have to plant the seed. We still have to have our divine intention. I still have to have our divine idea. I still have to say yes to standing up and giving a talk. Then I let Spirit do it. I still have to say yes, I'm going to paint the painting, and then I let it come through me. I still say yes to the beautiful music that wants, is yearning to be expressed. But if I don't open my mouth or play the piano or whatever it is, it can't happen. It's having its way with us. It's having its way with us, whether we like it or not, whether we accept it or not, whether as we say yes to it or not in our mind, it is having its way with us. Our part is to be very completely clear about the way that we want. The divine potential lives within each of us. At any time, we can say yes to love, or we can choose not to, again, because we live in such a communicative world. We hear about people doing things that wrench our hearts, that make us cry. And I wonder, what do I do with that? What do I do with that feeling? And again, I turn to Spirit. I remind myself that there is something beautiful going on. I heard this week that Dr. Ernest Holmes, the founder of our teaching, said that we are, I want to make sure I get it right, that we are transcendental realists. Ew. Transcendental realists, which to me means that we are accepting of all that is. Accepting of all that is and knowing that there is even more that we cannot see at this time. So there's an expectancy of good in the world. There's an expectancy of love in the world, no matter what is going on in the world, in the form, in the physical form. On Wednesday, my talk title is "The Power of Unconditional Love in Good Times and Bad Times," the transformational power of love in good times and bad times. And it will be a practice, because that's what we do on Wednesday. It's a practice. We're going to be practicing taking some of that in, practicing applying some of that. There will actually be a specific practice for church brothers and sisters in Charleston. And for whatever other occasion there is in your life that you want to practice the power of transformational love, that's part of the creative process. That is allowing creativity to have its way with us. See, we don't choose to be creative. We don't choose to be creative. We choose to engage with the creativity that is occurring within us. We choose to engage with it, to be one with it, to acknowledge it, to explore it, to be curious with it. So Raymond Charles Barker gave us some tools for how we go about this, an expectancy and inspiration, and then curiosity. We allow ourselves to be curious about life. You know, life is always informing us. It's always informing us about what's going on in our consciousness. If you really want to know what you're thinking about, just look around. If you really want to know what's going on in the interior of your mind, in the deep cave of your heart, look around. You will see the evidence of it. And so we don't judge it. We simply go, oh, huh, maybe I want to change my thinking in a particular area. Maybe I can see that I've got something going on here, and I go like this. And I'll tell you, it's a lot of effort to if you put your arms up like this and you hold it there for more than about 15 seconds for someone like me, it might be longer for someone else. It's a strain. Being open is so relaxing and freeing and wonderful. It's really a great experience to let God in, to let the creative process go, have its way. So, again, listening to Dr. Ken speak last week, he talked about a time when he was with Raymond Charles Barker, the author of this book that we have been exploring this month. And he said that one day, Mr. Barker said to him, "You know, when I've got a problem, when I've got a conflict, when I've got something that's just, I'm struggling with, what I would do is I would go into my study." You might think of this as your own consciousness. I'd go into my study and I would say, "Barker, you need a new idea." Isn't that great? This wonderful creative being knew, you know, I need a new idea. Sometimes when we're bogged down in the livingness of life, we just need a new idea. I just need a new idea, a greater idea. And so where are some of the places that we get our inspiration from? Nature, possibly. Music, often. Praying, books. Remember, this is a participatory activity. Being grateful. Come on, y'all. Where do you get your inspiration from? Your kids, Sunday mornings. Spirit. Okay, everybody needs to think of it. Even if you don't say it out loud, identify one place where you get your inspiration from. YouTube, I love that. Yes, I get mine from YouTube also, and Facebook sometimes. Imagination. Experience. Is that what I heard? Yeah, nice, thank you. The garden. Art. Heart. Animals. Okay, everybody that didn't say one out loud, I know you had one, and everyone that did say one out loud, so just all of us, that means all y'all, did you just get at least a few more ideas of where to get inspiration from? Because we shared. You know, this is a really important part of life. Life doesn't happen just in my own mind. It becomes beautiful, and it becomes spirit in action when I share who I am, when I'm authentic. Your song was so great. It was so inspiring. You know, when we just let spirit flow, when we let the floodgates open and allow the divine to have its way with us, not only are we experiencing a creative mind, not only are we experiencing it, but we're in cooperation with it. Doesn't that sound like a good idea? To be in cooperation with the divine? I really like it. Raymond Charles Barker in this book also told us that a closed mind is an insult to the mind that created you. Really? I know that God doesn't, you know, react childishly. But what, you know, when we think about it, a closed mind is an insult to the creative mind. Isn't that? It's a really rather bold of us. So, you are the right person in the right place at the right time to create a right world for you. You are that person. In you, through you, as you, the creative process is seeking outlet. So let's just do that part. In me, through me, as me. The creative process is seeking outlet. And I say yes. And so it is. Thank you. And setting the tone, creating our expectancy, entering in the expectancy, Diane will set the tone.
In the silence, a secret meeting place, love is there. In the silence, where every color blends and every now you find path is paved in gold, and all your dreams unfold. Love is here, peace is here, truth.
Right here in this very moment, in this holy and sacred moment of now, the divine, in all of its magnificence, in all of its perfection, all that it is, right here, right now. Perfect love, infinite mind, that creative power through which and in which all life is expressing, it is right here, right now, in this very moment. Making itself known by means of each one, by means of all life. Everyone, everything is a part of that divine perfection, that infinite and creative mind. And because I know that my mind is one with that mind, I know that all that God is expressing in me, through me, and as me, and all I need to do is say yes. Yes. I allow and make welcome the inspiration, the creativity, that perfect expression of who I am to have its way. I make welcome the divine idea of love, beauty, joy, creativity. I know that this is the truth for myself and for everyone everywhere. I speak this word for and on behalf of all of us. Each one, that perfect and divine creative expression. I declare and claim an openness and a receptivity within each one of us for an expanded awareness. An expanded acceptance, an expansion of the divine idea of God in our lives. I give praise and thanks for the opportunity to let that light shine, to let that divine wisdom that is love have its way. I give praise and thanks for the beautiful ways that Spirit shows up for each one of us. I give praise and thanks for this beautiful spiritual community. For I know that we are all here to glorify God. And so knowing that it is all done perfectly in the mind of God and therefore effortlessly in the lives of each one of us, I simply let go. I surrender it all, giving fully to the divine. I let it be. And please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.